Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to NatureBacked podcast, where we are talking with entrepreneurs and investors about the green future. Today, my guest is Sonja Maria Ignatius from a Finnish company, Causal. Sonja Maria, what is Causal doing?
Causal helps cities turn their climate goals into actions. We provide cities and local governments with a software as a service so they can set clear climate targets. They can build actionable climate plans, and then they can turn those climate plans into actions together with their community. Apart from climate mitigation and adaptation, we are also having cities who use this platform for other sustainability topics such as circular economy, air quality, biodiversity, and urban mobility.
How many cities have signed up by now?
We have around 40 cities and also regional governments. And that's on 9 different countries and 3 different continents. So it's very widespread already.
As they say, a good beginning. How did you guys come up with the idea? What was the beginning point of Causal?
I was myself working for the city of Helsinki as a climate change specialist. And that was in 2017 when we started drafting a climate plan for Helsinki, carbon neutral Helsinki 2035. I was organizing the stakeholder engagement, and we got a lot of different climate actions. We got hundreds of stakeholders who were very excited about the plan, and we ended up with 150 actions for the Helsinki's climate plan. Then we realized that we didn't have any proper tools to keep track of how these actions actually are progressing. We were sending Excel spreadsheets once a year and asking people like the city staff that, hey, how many solar panels did you install and how many people joined your energy guidance and how many schools have you retrofitted? People didn't remember very well anymore when we asked like information that was from 1 year or several years back, and they thought that, why are we asking these questions? And the data was not good quality. We never knew where we were standing right now. So it was very difficult to use that information for decision making. Also, citizens asked me and my colleagues, like, hey, what is Helsinki doing for climate mitigation? And then often they thought that we were not doing anything. But that was simply because we also didn't communicate properly what we were doing. So there was this problem. Also, politicians wanted to know what was going on, and they also didn't have very good view of it. So I started developing together with my colleagues this platform so that we could stay on track on Helsinki's climate actions and we could make sure Helsinki actually gets to what it's promised. We launched it in 2019 in autumn, and then other cities came to me and asked that, hey, we want to have something similar. It looked like there is really a need for such a platform. So then right at the beginning of the pandemic, we started the company together with 4 founders. Now we are 18 people, and it's been a very, very interesting ride.
18 or 80?
18.
Wow. Okay, but yeah. still
getting quite there too.
quite a growth still. But I understand that with a lot of climate kind of reporting and a lot of kind of bigger climate projects, actually tracking and what you're doing is one of the biggest challenges.
Yes, it's true, because climate actions can be anything from energy production and like phasing out coal, for instance, in energy production. And then you have actions that are more behavioral and that have an impact on a longer term. And it's quite difficult also to compare, and they have different benefits, and some have more immediate impacts, but then others are important, for instance, for social justice. So yes, that's very, very difficult to track them.
I mean, Helsinki's experience has probably given you a lot of insight how to do it, but in general, what's the key of, tracking or solving this tracking challenge?
We have been very surprised that these challenges that we faced in Helsinki, they seem to be really universal. And that's also why our platform has been so scalable, because the same problems of difficult data collection, data management, and also how to engage the first of all the city staff, and then how to engage the stakeholders and like citizens. So the key is to make it all visible, like what's being planned, and also not just what is going well, but what is not going well, and why something is not going well. Because if you are transparent about it, then it's also a possibility to learn inside the organization, but also it's a possibility for other cities to learn about it. So I think this transparency is really a key in efficient tracking.
Many startups are often afraid of dealing with, city governments and the public sector as a counterpart or the buying party. How have you managed this? Most of them are afraid of long sales cycles and a lot of bureaucracy and so on. I mean, coming from inside the system, you're probably more familiar with it.
We have encountered this question quite many times that, hey, why public sector and why governmental organizations? For us, it was a very natural step, as all the founders had experience within public sector. So for us, it's not being new. And I think for many startups, the challenge might be that they don't come from that space, and then they might have also kind of wrong expectations and don't know how to play by the rules. But if you know the rules, you can also how to play there. For us, it's not been a problem. It's true that the sales cycles can be long sometimes, but on the other hand, the city governments, they are very reliable. They pay their bills. Also, once you have gotten in and you have this in their budget, they are not gonna be every year like, hey, do we want this or not? But they are also very sticky as customers.
Of course. The how is the kind of the startup journey has been for you guys? I mean, starting as a four founders from public sector, launching a startup, probably not the most natural thing for a typical public sector servant to actually do. What have been the kind of the biggest, I don't know, learnings or the hiccups maybe from that side?
It's truly been a learning experience for all of us. Yeah, where to start? What's been the most important learnings? I think what's been quite easy for us has been understanding the customer's perspective, because we that's like the solution has really started from that, and we have also always developed this together with the customers all the time. But what's been more difficult has been the business and commercial side. So that's been maybe more challenging. And also how to talk with investors, and that's been something none of us has really done before, really. Even though we have worked with public funding and also research organizations and research funding, but not like VCs, for instance. So that's been really a lot of learning for us.
For sure. I mean, I can only imagine. What are the next milestones? Looking forward, what are your big plans?
We are now focusing a lot on German market and on or German speaking market. We have hired people for that. We are also testing the waters in Brazil. So for us, the biggest milestones is to show that this is really scalable on different markets and not just in Finland, for instance, and that we have already proved, but still we have this question that, hey, is it really useful for all kinds of cities and not just cities that are advanced already, but different sizes of cities. So we want to make sure that it's possible for even a very like newbie city or municipalities to start. And then we have, as we already have, the biggest and or like really big and ambitious cities like Zurich and San Diego there. So we want to make it available for cities of all sizes and also not just cities, but regions and state level as well.
What's the biggest client or the biggest city on the platform today?
We have City of San Diego. That's the biggest one currently.
Interesting. US and climate monitoring. It's not the first thing one would connect in their mind, but it's probably very normal.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to ask would the platform be adaptable for maybe global corporations? It sounds to me that their challenges are in this field are very similar to sometimes to the cities. You just replace the people living in the city with the people actually working for the company, and you have the whole community aspect there, and all this in a way similar logic.
That's also a question that's often asked, like why not offer this for businesses and or corporations? And for sure, that's something that we can keep our eyes open at the moment. And also for the next years to come, we are most likely focusing on public sector organizations because we have a lot of experience. We know there's a need, and we are, it looks like we want to focus and we want to be great in that.
And there is probably a lot to do. There is kind of no worries about the, too high penetration of the market or something like that.
Yeah, that's true. It's still surprisingly few players on the market. So it's cities are still doing their managing and monitoring and communication on
Excel.
spreadsheets. Yes. Or they don't do it at all. So
Yeah, that's the other
it's
option, of course.
simply interesting that they, yeah.
Kind of looking at the I know impact you guys are having, what are the kind of, I don't know, so far the biggest impact you have seen, or the biggest impact you think Causal could actually have?
It has helped them save their time and focus on the implementation of actions rather than money, like reporting actions, so or data collection. So that's been for sure important that the time of the climate coordinators who are using this platform and coordinating the whole action bunch of actions inside the city, that they can spend their time more effectively. So that's very important. Also, that they can engage better their people and departments, for instance, who didn't know that they are supposed to do something for climate change, that they have then been more active. There have been also cases where citizens have become active and they have started to ask politicians and ask civil servants that, hey, why is this action delayed? Are you going to do something about it or not? So they have put pressure on also on politicians and also there are some customers who wanted to have this platform because their civil society wanted to have continuous monitoring and transparency of the actions. So now we are making it possible for them. For instance, the city of Konstanz in Germany, they are doing quarterly climate
Climate report.
reports. Yes,
Wow.
exactly.
Okay. I thought climate reporting is more like very long term. This quarterly thinking is somewhat, I could say, almost worrying me.
Why?
looking at the kind of quarterly economics cycles and the quarterly corporate reporting, where to reach the quarterly numbers, they are ready to fire people and do whatever that kind of the audience of investors would be happy. And maybe I'm jumping a gun here a little bit, but if the government would be trying to please citizens on a quarterly level on their climate targets, maybe not all their decisions would be long-term sustainable, because there's next elections coming in 2 years or 1 year, or numbers have to look good, and then after elections we might not be in power, so we don't need to worry about it. Maybe that's the cynical journalist in me speaking, but at the same time, I'm sure there is other a lot of cynical peoples in the politics.
And our target in Causal is also to make it visible what the different actions and decisions that are maybe done right before the elections, what are they based at, like what are the values and what are the facts that are underlying and why was something chosen, so that it's also transparent. And it's true that this can lead to optimizing short-term gains. I still think it's not acting is a bigger risk, and it's very easy for politicians to set a target for net zero 2040 or net zero 2030. Even it's still there are still some years, and they might not be in power. But when it comes to the implementation of the actions, that's where usually the difficult questions and difficult discussions start.
Exactly. The kind of expansion to the German-speaking countries, looking into Brazil, already in San Diego and kind of the Northern Europe, very well. What are the other kind of the, you said 40 cities are using, or is there kind of, are they, is do, are you still overrepresented in Northern Europe in that equation, or how is it geographically placed?
We have in Finland, we have about 30% of Finnish population is living in a municipality that is using Causal. So that's in Finland, we are very widespread and have big cities here. And also our smallest customers, who have just 6,000 inhabitants, are also in Finland. We have in Switzerland, two cities. In Germany, we have four cities, like city of Bremen and city of Potsdam, bigger ones. We have also in UK, in Latvia, also in Denmark. So that's more scattered. And then we have in Australia and in Canada, as well as in the US, we have several ones.
The as a citizen living in a city, would I need to find a causal platform somehow through my city government pages, or can I kind of find the information through I don't know, Causal Central?
On our website, on Causal website, we have case studies of our customers. We don't have like an extensive list of all the customers yet, and many of them haven't officially launched yet. So they are, because the content comes from the customer, they wants to first make sure that they are happy with the content, and that sometimes takes a very short time, and sometimes it takes some months to do. Usually, the cities, they want to make sure that it's easy to find this site, so they link it with their existing city website, so that it will be easy to find, and they publish it as a subdomain of the city website.
Good. Any kind of wrap up thoughts. I mean, we were talking a little bit about your future already. We talked about, challenges of combining the public sector and the startup mindset, which is quite an interesting dilemma. And I'm hoping you are, I don't know, going around and speaking at the startup events about it, how those two things can be combined, because that would be really interesting to hear, to be honest.
I think we really need different like founders and teams with different backgrounds, and that's like diversity
Of course.
is of course, then in the end it's important, and that's like that's one of our strengths that we have so different backgrounds, and not just like originally founders, we have different backgrounds in like in skills and in specialization, and now we have also 10 different nationalities in the team and different age of people, so that's for sure an asset.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sonia Maria, for your time today, and good luck with building the empire.
Thank you, Tarmo.
Hi, I'm Lessa Gaudet, host of Her Extraordinary Life by Design podcast, where we celebrate women who are shaping their lives one extraordinary day at a time. I speak with women from all over the world about what they do and how they are passionately pursuing their dreams and creating meaningful impacts on their communities. So come join us and learn about all there is to learn about these extraordinary women.
Welcome to Ringside with Ray and Prince. My name is Ray Leonard Jr.
My name is Prince Daniels Jr.
Daniels again with a big home touchdown.
On this show, we come to humanize
athletes, entertainers, business executives. We're going to see what makes them tick.
Tuesdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll see you there. Peace and power.
Electric acid. Electric acid.